So you said something when we were talking before about Colombian culture and how it's kind of ripe for Islam, and I wanted you to repeat some of that stuff.
MashaAllah. When we look at the landscape in America in regards to what people know of Latinos, a lot of times they assimilate Latinos to be Mexican because it's the neighboring country or the closest country of Spanish origin. But when you look at South America, it is very diverse. And I mean, there's a difference between a Latino from Argentina, which is very light-complected, mainly European, right? And Colombia and its coast or Panama, where they're Afro descendants. And so Colombia has all the colors, of people. But one unique characteristic that they have, their manners are amazing. I mean, when you look at the manners of the people, as soon as you walk into a public space, a restaurant or a store, convenience store, the first thing they'll greet you with is good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is how people interact. So right away, you feel like you're spreading salam as a Muslim everywhere you go. And we know the Prophet ﷺ mentioned to spread the salam. So when you have this issue of greeting one another, you feel a sense of safety. And then if you take a cab, you ask them, how is work,
How's
how is
business?
everything, how is business, how are things going? They'll say s the very first thing that comes out is, we can't complain, thank God. Thank God for everything. So the shukr, and this
Literally,
hamd,
Alhamdulillah,
alhamdulillah, the hamd, they have this naturally. So when they ask about Islam and we give them some sort of information about Allah Azza wa Jal from his names and attributes, they coincide in the way that they already believe in him. The missing ingredient is how to worship him. And that's where we go into the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and prophetic tradition. The sunnah is the one link, I guess, that they're missing. So when they start hearing about how a human being actually worships Allah, they respect it and they love it. My wife was the only woman wearing hijab in a city where, where we were. And
The only woman wearing hijab in a city.
in a whole city, in a whole city. So obviously people look and say, that's interesting, but their approach is not, that's bad or anything. No, it's just different and it's interesting. They're curious, to the point that several times we were in public, possibly having lunch, and total strangers would just come up and say, excuse me, what are y'all, or what religion are y'all, right? Trying to understand who we were. And so we said, we're Muslim. It's like, I thought so. I've never met a Muslim before. Would you mind if I sit down and ask you a few questions? This is the nature of these people. And they'll sit and they'll, just ask questions. I mean, why do you wear that? Who are the, and one unique characteristic about these people as well, because they've been victimized through the media. When you say Colombia, right, the very first thing that pops in people's head is,
Ah, yes, the cartel.
right, cartels, drugs, violence, and so on. So they've been victimized through the media. So they don't believe what the media says because they know
Oh, thank
that,
God.
you see? So
Oh,
what's interesting is that they say, you guys are Muslim, and I'm wondering, who you really are, right? I know what is said about y'all, but who are y'all really? And that's a sense of maturity that even in America we lack.
SubhanAllah.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
MashaAllah.
So we don't have to undo media work there.
Walhamdulillah.
So that's a little bit of, the kind of scope there is in Colombia, and inshallah, a lot of potentials there. What about some perspectives you have from other Latin countries?